my kids are debt-free, right? If you have this goal of debt-free, your newborn baby is already debt-free. Does that mean that your baby, your toddler, has more financial intelligence than you? No, obviously not, right? You just have a really crappy goal. You've misplaced it. That literally is a pit stop on your real goal. Welcome back to The Donkey.
And the Bee.
Where men are jackasses.
And women are biatches.
Where we work together to build an extraordinary life.
Tune in to up your game in your marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances. Welcome back to another episode of The Donkey and the Bee with your hosts, Brett and Laura Shotkavis. We got the jackass over there and we got the biatch over here. That is why we're called The Donkey and the Bee. We're working together. We're two imperfect people creating a imperfect life together, but it's perfect for us.
It's pretty BA life.
It is a pretty BA life, but worked hard. Worked very hard for our life.
Yes. So how two people who may be opposite can work together for common goals and build an amazing life together.
Love it. That's exactly it.
All right. So today we're talking about being debt-free. And I want to talk about it as actually a terrible thing, right? Like a bad thing. And there's a lot of people talking about, hey, I'm debt-free. I had the debt-free party, invited all my girlfriends over. I did the debt-free scream on social media. What a bunch of crap. Like, you have little baby goals, right? Like, let's talk about the context of that. Being debt-free is totally fine. But it's a crappy goal, and I want to unpack that today.
Yeah, I think it, I don't want people to think that, oh, wow, he's talking so much smack on being debt-free. Debt-free, like you said, is amazing. But I think it's a sub-goal of the ultimate goal. And so I think a lot of people create this as their ultimate goal to be debt-free, and they get there, and then they have no trajectory about where to go next because they have had that one goal their whole adult life. And so I think having a bigger ultimate goal for yourself will I think, push and pull you to that next level. And so, yes, hit the debt-free sub-goal, but don't make that your ultimate goal.
So I think it's like, if you shoot for the stars, you might hit the moon, right? It's really what we're talking about here. You're shooting so low. And this is the way I think of it. And I think this actually really frustrates me about this whole, like, my debt-free movement, my debt-free goal is my kids are debt-free, right? If you have this goal of debt-free, your newborn baby is already debt-free. Does that mean that your baby, your toddler, has more financial intelligence than you? No, obviously not, right? You just have a really crappy goal. You've misplaced it. That literally is a pit stop on your real goal, right? Being debt-free is not where you're trying to be. Being financially free is where you're trying to be. It's, maybe a midpoint towards that journey, or maybe it's, on the front side. But nonetheless, people are setting themselves up for mediocrity. And okay, you can be debt-free and you can still be poor and have no retirement. And I mean, heck, homeless people are debt-free, right? Like, that's a crappy goal. And I think that it needs to be said. Maybe it's a little blunt, but nonetheless, like, why are people saying, hey, here's the finish line? That's not the finish line. That's actually the starting line. You got to where a newborn is. Congratulations, sir. You've done nothing, right? Like, get your butt in gear, give yourself a bigger goal, and get your butt to work.
Most people probably don't understand what financial freedom is. And even if they did understand it, I think that they have a lack of self-belief within themselves to actually achieve that. So I think it's when we create goals, we create goals that are scary, that like are really intimidating, and they're so big that we literally call them hairy and scary monsters because like they're supposed to be. But I think most people don't want to create those big goals because then they think they can't achieve them. And financial freedom, I don't think is a huge scary goal, but I think perspective wise, 10 years ago, I thought it was a big scary goal. So I think maybe many people don't even want to say it or even write it down because they're scared they're not going to achieve it. And so I think that's why they kind of lower the bar for themselves just to hit that debt-free goal.
Yeah, but I think they are literally self-sabotaging themselves.
They are.
And that's what I want to talk about today, because ultimately you give yourself this goal and you think, hey, I have this great goal. I'm going to pay off my credit cards and my student loans. That's actually a good thing, right? But that's not the finish line. Mm-hmm. That's actually where you're starting. So let's identify like a real goal, right? What is my financial freedom number? How do I get to this place where I can retire early if I like, where I can live a life of abundance? And it's not being debt-free, right? You may actually be debt-free, but you may not be and be financially free. Most of the wealthiest people alive have a ton of debt, right? There's a difference mm-hmm. between good debt and bad debt. And you can be, I mean, we're debt-free, but we have tens of millions of dollars of debt, right? And I think there's a difference there because mm-hmm. we only have good debt. We have no bad debt. There's no credit mm-hmm. card debt. There's nothing like that, right? We only have mortgages that are on cash flowing properties, things that are on the asset side, not on the liability side. Every single month, they make us money. Mm-hmm. And that's good debt. We are leveraging the system to grow our wealth and become financially free. Mm-hmm. We came financially free by using debt, mm-hmm. not by not using debt, right? Like exactly. You would kind of never get there if you didn't use debt. So mm-hmm. I think it's such an interesting thing that people talk about, one, being debt-free, and then two, that really wealthy people use debt as a tool to get to the real goal of financial freedom. Mm-hmm.
So we're here to educate and to open our lives to our listeners. And so I want to educate our listeners on what financial freedom is, because there are maybe some people out there being like, okay, I've heard the term before, but I don't know what that means, first of all, and I don't know what it means for me personally, second of all. So what would you say financial freedom is?
So everyone will have a different financial freedom number, like how much income they actually need to support their lifestyle. But the principle of what financial freedom is and how it actually works is the same for everybody. So I would define it in this way. It is the ability to financially live indefinitely into the future. If you stopped working today, how many days could you live into the future until you ran out of money? And if you ran out of the money at the end of the month, that's your whole run rate there. But if you could stop working today and live your entire life and afford to live, right? You may cut expenses or you may choose not to. That's kind of not the point. But the principle is that you could always live every single month. You have income coming in that is equal to or greater than your expenses. So that's something that everyone can achieve. It is a different number for everyone. It's simply, hey, do I need to bring in $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month? Or maybe I'm cutting my expenses back way down and I have, you know, some type of government support. So I only need $1,500 a month and I can do everything I want. Perfect, right? That's for you to decide. But it's essentially, this is the goal, right? Not to become debt free. It's how do I work a system? How do I create a plan and identify, here's my number, right? If I'm spending $5,000 a month and that's what it costs me to live, can I just replace my income? And that's a term I really like to use. I think it's the simplest way to understand financial freedom is how do I replace my income? If you are working now for the man and you don't like your job and you wanted to have that freedom of opportunity, it's a simply just how do I replace this income? And for us, it was real estate, right? We talked about good debt and bad debt. We talked about how we saved money, we split, we had sacred accounts, and then we learned a niche. We learned real estate. We bought cash flowing properties that we paid the debt every single month, right, to the bank. And then we had an excess of money. And when we started out, that excess was really small, only a couple $100. But time happened and time had appreciation and we paid down the debt also. And then all of a sudden, the couple $100 started growing and growing. And then we had properties that were spinning off $1,000 and then doing some bigger deals that were spinning off $10,000+ per deal. And as we continue to educate ourselves and learn more about these things, it was like a snowball to now where it's like, hey, we have way more money than we spend every single month. And from that perspective, we hit our financial freedom number, right? Here's what we spend every month. How do we replace it? And I think that's the simplest way to say it. Here's how you take action steps towards it.
I think we reverse engineered it when we first started talking about financial freedom. So we sat down together and we talked about, okay, we opened our bank app and we said, okay, this is how much we spend. This is how much we need to live. So I think we kind of reversed it in a little way and we did it together so that we were on the same page with it. And I think it, I don't know what the number was that we came up with. Like, it was 5 years ago or so. It might have been like $8,000 a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we said, okay, this is how much money we need to live to pay, you know, all of our bills and then some and have fun money and whatever else. It was $8,000 a month. And so then we said, okay, how do we get $8,000 a month? And I think we looked at all of our properties that we had and we said, oh, well, look, we're making abundantly more than that. Like, I guess we're financially free. That's what we said. I remember like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, we didn't even, I don't want to say we stumbled upon it, but like we obviously planned, but we just didn't sit down.
We didn't have a party.
No.
We didn't do a debt-free scream.
We didn't do debt-free scream.
No, it was we looked at our numbers and were like, hey, babe, did you know that we're technically financially free?
Yeah. I know.
She's like, no. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, we are. Yeah, here's this list. Here's all our properties. Here's the cash flow. This is more than we spend every month.
Exactly.
And she's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to retire?
And like, no.
No. What are we going to do? Uh-huh. I don't know. Be bored? No, I guess we're going to keep working, right?
Exactly.
We're going to keep using the skill set that we took to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is actually an interesting point, is that people come at this goal and they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to get this financial freedom. I'm going to retire early. I'm going to do this whole, you know, people call it like the FIRE movement. And I think it's interesting because a lot of people get here, right? What it takes to get here, the person you have to train yourself to become, once you get there, you've trained yourself to become something that early retirement is really not.
Mm-hmm.
Like the richest people in the world keep working obsessively because they love it,
mm-hmm.
right? They're really good at it. For you to get to that financial freedom finish line, you've built some skills. You had to like literally change yourself into this person that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is a very disciplined, hardworking, determined person that you have to become. And then once you become that person, you don't really turn it off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting because you get there a lot quicker than you think you will because you've transformed yourself along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, crap, like I thought it would be great to, you know, rent a condo in Hawaii and just sit on the beach all day. But no, that's not what I want to do anymore. Right now, I'm a very disciplined, driven person, and I'm just going to up my goals. And you know what? I'm leaving my financial freedom number way back there in the dust. And now I'm going to create this other number. And it's just like, let's see how big I can build, right? That's my new number. Like, what cool things can I do? And I think that's the kind of trajectory that we're on now.
Well, we created the habits, I think, that have gotten us to where we are now. The habits of, you know, not spending money. We don't really spend excess money. We don't really, I don't know, we buy Target shirts and like, I don't know, we're not really expensive people. So I think that kind of helped along the journey. We love self-educating ourselves and pushing ourselves mentally. We love to work out and push ourselves physically. We love to read our Bibles and pray and get close relationship with God. And so I think like those habits have created us individuals to not just hit a number and then sit on our butts. Like, I feel like we wouldn't be contributing to society if we did that. I think that actually that'd be really selfish for us to do, because I think we have all these skills and abilities that can be utilized to better society or better our culture and better our community. And to not step into that is super selfish, because we would inhibit ourselves to help so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just not in our blood to really do that. Don't get me wrong. I love sitting on the beach and like hanging out, but like only for a couple of days. And then I'm like, all right, let's get back to work.
But I want to distinguish, this is who we transformed ourselves into over this journey of over, you know, 10 plus years of since we made that commitment. When we first got into this, right, we were in our late 20s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were working, you know, in the restaurant industry, staying up late, drinking a lot, and just farting around, right? Like, we didn't have those skill sets, that discipline. We were not that person. We started this journey because we really wanted to sit on our butt and do nothing. We're like, okay, well, we need to put in this hard work for 10 years, then we'll be able to do that.
Uh-huh.
Not knowing that we had to transform ourselves into something different who didn't appreciate sitting on their butt and doing nothing, right? Now it's just like, oh, well, I guess I just have to keep going because that's who I became now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this and then you say, okay, well, you know what, Brett, that's fantastic for you and Laura. I don't have financial freedom. I don't have, you know, debt free, right? Then go through this exercise and And first and foremost, list out your debts, right? And good debts, bad debts, right? Your mortgage, that's probably a good debt. I would consider that good debt. Maybe even your vehicle sometimes if it's taking you to work and things like that, but if it's not an excessive like $100, $100,000 truck or something like that. But here's my bad debts. I need a system to pay these things off. And then it's really just getting a plan. What is my financial freedom number? What is that number that I spend monthly that I need to replace? And then from there, learning a niche. How can I earn income that comes in monthly that can match that number, right? And we did it real estate. There's lots of different ways you can do these things, right? You can look at the stock market. You can look at 100 different things. But you have to make that commitment. Know where your financial freedom finish line is. It's not the debt-free line, right? Like that is that's where you're born, right? You need to grow up and graduate. That's the financial freedom finish line. And then just start getting around other people, books, podcasts, events, people who are doing these things, people who have already done it, and then just follow the path of people who've already been successful. That's ultimately all we did. We actually paid coaches to teach us how to do it. Here's a system, mm-hmm. right? We paid for speed. We got there real quick because we followed somebody ahead of us. And I would just say, do the same thing.
You know, there is a Bible verse that says, without a plan, people will perish. And when you said get a plan, I got a visual in my head and I wanted to share the visual with y'all because maybe you're visual people as well. I think of a boat on a beach, right? And it's about to set sail. And I don't know why I see Columbus on the front of this boat and he's got his like, telescope. He's got his telescope and he's like one leg up on the boat and he's looking, he's got his plan, right? He has his trajectory of where he's going. So that once his boat is off the beach and setting sail, like he's got a plan. He knows exactly where he's going. And I think it's kind of similar to us in life. Like you got to be the captain of your ship and you got to know exactly where you're going, because if you don't, you're going to end who the heck knows where, right? On an island somewhere. And maybe that's not where you're intended to go. So I think you need to sit down with your spouse, or if it's just you, just sit down and have a plan for yourself so that you know where you're going. I mean, gosh, like, do you get on a plane not knowing where you're going? Like, no, you always get on a plane knowing exactly where you're going. So why don't you do that with your life? Like, it's mm-hmm. important. So get a plan and just take baby steps toward it. It doesn't have to be these huge jumps. Like, just take one little step at a time. I mean, it takes time to get to financial freedom. And so it's not something that's an overnight success like you see on these YouTube channels and stuff. Like, that's crap. It's a long journey. It's a very long journey. It's a long voyage, I should say. So just start, get the plan.
Just start, take action now, right? Exactly. That's it. Mm-hmm. Make a commitment, get together with your spouse, say, here's our goal and let's run after it. Even if you don't know the steps yet, take mm-hmm. the first two and you'll figure out the rest.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of The Donkey and the Bee. I just have one ask. We don't run any ads on this podcast. Our entire intention is to help people get to their goals. And specifically, we're talking about your financial freedom goal today. So if this is something that is impactful for you, I'd ask that you share it with somebody else, and hopefully it can make a difference in their life. So thanks so much. I'll see you on the next one.